Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, and welcome to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneur who owns one. I'm your host Marty McDermott, with my co-host Don Johnson, and if you've ever dreamed of owning your own business, you've come to the right place. We have a great show today. We're meeting with Andy Cucchiera, Vice President of Franchise Operations for the Zips Franchise Opportunity, and we're going to talk about how Zips is reinventing the dry cleaning industry to appeal to the fast food generation. This is a cash-only, prepaid business, and every garment, every time, is only $1.99, no gimmick, no exception. And that's coming up in segment two of Franchise Interviews. Stick around, because we got a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future, and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know, the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently, with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Who's helping build America one small business at a time? Franchise Inc., a free consulting service.
For years, Franchise Inc., a national company, has been helping people franchise their business concept and help folks like you own a franchise.
With over 2,500 franchise systems out there, it can be awfully confusing. Don't take chances with your future. At Franchise Inc., we've done the homework for you. We can help match your interests and background with the franchise that's right for you. And we only work with proven franchise systems with a solid reputation and track record of success.
The consultants at Franchise Inc. can help you with your short and long-term wealth strategy.
Give us a call today and we'll send you free our best-selling book, Solving the Puzzle of Owning a Franchise.
Remember, it's not just owning a franchise, but finding the right one for you. Call us at 800-961-0420 for a quick consultation to discuss what's important to you, your business, and your future.
The service is free. The book is free. What do you have to lose? Find the business that's right for you.
Call Franchise Inc. at 800-961-0420. That's Franchise Inc. at 800-961-0420.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneur who wants one. I'm your host Marty McDermott, with my co-host Don Johnson, and if you've ever dreamed of owning your own business, you've come to the right place. How you doing today, Don? Welcome back.
I'm doing fine, Marty. How are you this week?
Good, good. I know you're a little bit under the weather, you know, so probably staying up late all those nights. Congratulations to your Yanks.
Yeah, watching the games, get less sleep, it all adds up.
Yeah. It's something, isn't it, you know? But I guess that game ended, what you said, about like 1 o'clock last night, or...
Well, you know, you like to watch the post-game
yeah, like
show
watch, yeah,
and afterwards and the celebrating and So, it's all very exciting.
Just couldn't make it. I made it till 9:30, and that was it for me. I was out. You know, we should have had a curfew before the show. You know, but I don't think you would have stuck to that. So,
you should move to the West Coast.
There you go.
That's where the games will be on a lot earlier.
That's true. Our last show, Don, we had a couple guests. We met with Mary Jo Larkin, who is the publisher and vice president of Franchise Times Magazine, and Mary Jo was talking about the next edition, how they're going to be featuring the IFA and talking about the whole history of the IFA. So
right.
I know you and I are looking forward to that. We also had the pleasure of meeting with Bernard Squitieri, who is the president and CEO of the Franchise Opportunity Express Medical Transporters. And with more than 25 years of experience in the transportation industry, Bernie started the company with just one vehicle. And today, Express Medical Transporters is the largest for-profit, non-emergency transportation company in the state of Missouri. I thought that was a fantastic story as well, huh? I mean,
and, of course, they're well-positioned, being in that growing senior care market we always talk about.
Right.
And it's got a – I'm always a little jealous of when I hear people say that they have too much business, you know?
Yeah,
it's really
true.
Growing.
Yeah, I mean, this is interesting. He's a real pioneer, isn't he? Because he sort of created an industry, if you think about it. You know, I mean, we've said we've never had this kind of franchise on the show because there really is no franchise that fits this kind of opportunity. You know, he went into a fantastic market. I think you and I have always been very big on the whole senior care market. You know, I mean, it's a market that is definitely growing exponentially.
Right.
So, you know, he kind of is in the right place at the right time. I like this business because I think it's one of those feel-good type of franchise opportunities. In addition to making money, you know, I think you're also doing something good back in return, you know.
Right. I think that's his motivation, being he's the trailblazer with franchising this type of service.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a fairly simple business model, too. I mean, if you think about it, you know, I mean, you don't have to have any experience to get into this type of franchise opportunity. It always makes me comfortable when location is not really a big factor with this type of franchise, is it? You know, he was mentioning
right.
that you don't need to be on the corner of Maine and Washington, you know, to do well in this type of franchise. That wasn't really a big thing.
Right.
And I guess you can kind of say it's you know, and I always hate, I'm always cautious of using the word recession-proof, maybe recession-resistant, you know what I mean?
Right.
People are sick. They got to get to the hospital, right, or the doctors or wherever it may be. You know, they still need that transportation. They can't walk, you know. So there's not many alternatives, I think.
Well, he says it's a $6 billion industry, so.
Yeah, pretty huge, you know. So, and he was telling a great story. And I don't know if I have my numbers correct, but there was one franchisee, I guess she was, 40 cars or vans, and now she's up to like 100 and something. You know,
it's pretty impressive how large that new franchisee's become.
They haven't even been doing it that long, you know. I mean, that's always a good sign. And he was very big at saying, you know what, don't listen to me, you know, talk to, you know, my franchisees. They'll tell you what they're going through, you know. So he's
right.
pretty confident about that. So, yeah, I'd like to watch this company. I have a very good feeling about them, you know. And there's a lot of other alternatives to this type of franchise, you know. I don't know if you caught when he was talking about the whole limousine service, how, you know, a lot of limousines are busy from, like, say, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They're doing a lot of weddings and proms, whatever that may be. But what about the days from Monday through Thursday? You know, they have a whole fleet of cars or vans just sitting there. Why not, you know, go into this type of business through their franchise, you know? And that made a lot of sense, too. So,
yeah, he named a few industries that can...
Yeah, he named a few industries. He might be on to something, you know, and I just, I always go back and listen to the show just in case it was something that I missed, and I just said, wow. I said, this makes a lot of sense to me, you know, so we'll keep our eye on them, you know, and we'll have them back next year, and perhaps we'll have that franchisee on the show that's doing so well, you know, and ask what they're doing, you know,
right.
to achieve such success, so pretty interesting. I know last week we were talking, we had a couple articles, and one of them we didn't get to finish because it was under so much time pressure last week. We had a full show last week, didn't we?
I know. The show is always so much pressure for us.
Just to get everything in, you know. It's just articles and talk about this and upcoming shows, and we just never have that opportunity,
yeah.
you know.
Well, today we have Andy Cucciara on. He's the VP of Franchise Operations at Zips.
Yeah, I'm excited about having Andy on the show today. This is a... something kind of new for us, too, you know. I mean, it's a great concept.
And again, thanks to Mary Jo Larson coming on last week, publisher at Franchise Times. And
yeah, she was terrific. You know, she has a wonderful sense of humor. You know, and it's funny how you and I say, you know, we feel like we know her. You know, she doesn't know us as well. You know, just from reading her for all those years, I didn't realize that she was with Franchise Times for what she said, like, was it 17 years or 18 years with that company. You know, so she's
I think you're right about that. She kind of feels like she's our older sister. Our younger sister. You
know? So she was great. So I'm looking forward to having Franchise Times back on the show. Probably on our 145th show, I think we're going to have them back and talk about some upcoming stories that they're working on.
Yeah, this article, Marty, Wall Street Journal, Julie Bennett, we read part of it last week. It just goes on interesting. It's their A Year of Change is the title in their Focus on Franchising section. Says the poor economy is also helping franchisees who sell and lease appliances and furniture to people without good credit. Dale Jacobs, 61, a Lakeland, Florida attorney, says 2 years ago I was looking for alternative investments and found the 1,500-unit Aaron's sales and leasing in Atlanta. Mr. Jacobs, who invested over $1 million of his own money, now owns 4 Aaron's franchises in Kentucky and plans to open 8 more.
Wow.
Customers pay for computers, home appliances, furniture, and television sets on a lease-to-own basis. If they make all the payments, the items is theirs. If they don't, it's repossessed and sold to someone else. Mr. Jacobs says the system allows customers to build up a credit history while furnishing their homes. Business is so good at using cash flow from the present stores to open more.
Yeah, you and I were very impressed when we had Aaron's on the show. You know, it was one of those shows that I think we said, wow, what a great concept. We had one open up in Easton, Pennsylvania, I guess like about 3-4 weeks ago, and it just seems amazing. You know, I mean, it does look crowded. You know, there's several times we've drove by on the weekends, you know, so that's amazing.
And it just ends a little bit here talking about during the dot-com recession in the early 2000s, people were getting laid off with severance packages. That's not true today, and because of the credit crunch, they can't borrow money either. The people I talked to are determined not to work for anybody else again. If they can't find a franchisor willing to help with financing, they're willing to cash out their retirement savings. Their attitude is, I might as well risk what I have left on my own business. And that is something else. Obviously, we've very well documented the, you know, the credit crunch, but that is also a big change for this current year. How are people going to finance the investment? And you know, the rolling over retirement has been a popular option. And, you know, we've talked about how a lot of franchisors are being creative and offering things like that.
Yeah.
But people are being downsized, laid off, and they sometimes, have to go the business ownership route. A lot of times it's franchising. They have to figure out how to finance it.
Yeah, the theme for 2009, you know, again, to quote you, my co-host, is forced entrepreneurship. You know, I mean, a lot of these people were forced to go into entrepreneurship, but I think they also had a lot of bad feelings towards the corporations that they've worked for. You know, I mean, working, you know, we've referenced probably a dozen or so stories this year, you know, talking about examples of people who worked for companies for 25, 30 years and all of a sudden got their pink slips. And who wants to go back to that? You know what I mean? It's just, you talk about having bad feelings or being burned. I mean, that was it, you know? And I think it's kind of trickled down to their kids, too. It seems like, you know, I know we're going to talk about these stories in the future as well. So, you know, seeing a lot of younger audience going into franchising as well, you know? So it has been an interesting year. I mean, the pool of aspiring, let's say, franchrepreneurs, not entrepreneurs, people interested in buying a franchise, has certainly gotten bigger, you know, and I think there's a new type of prospective franchisee out there that franchisors haven't seen. You know, they have all this different experience, they're older, they're wiser, perhaps.
Well, that's a good segue into this next article, also in the Wall Street Journal, In with the New. As more boomers retire, franchises set their sights on a much younger crowd by Janelle Marte. Usually franchisers don't want to gamble on young entrepreneurs. They prefer seasoned managers who have built up lots of savings to plow into the venture. Now a host of companies are rethinking that logic. They're aggressively recruiting 20-somethings do franchise brokers marketing themselves in a youth-friendly venues like Facebook, and in some cases offering financial lures to get young people on board, such as
right.
deep discounts on franchise fees, which many beginners can't afford.
Mm-hmm.
So what you were saying, which is the truth, there's just a lot of people who have been downsized and
right.
laid off, and they're very experienced. They're you know you have that whole segment,
mm-hmm.
and then you have a lot of younger people,
right,
who are are considering business ownership at a younger age,
mm-hmm.
and the article goes into a couple of the reasons for that.
Yeah, it's and we're not talking all types of franchises either, Don. You know, I mean, I wouldn't say that a young person, I mean, let's say like 22 years old, should go into, let's say, like a business consulting franchise. You know, I'm sure you'd
right.
agree with that. You know, I mean, again, I think those type of franchises, which do very well, it usually requires someone with some type of business experience first. You know what I mean? I mean, who wants a 22-year-old kid telling you
right.
how to run your business, you know, when they just got out of college? So definitely not for everybody. But, I mean, yeah, certain types of franchise opportunities, I think, are perfect for a younger audience. I mean, go back to the franchise we had a couple weeks ago. Remember, was it Kona Ice?
Yes.
You know, it was a new opportunity, you know, that we haven't had on the show. And I said, wow, I said, that sounds like a great opportunity for, like, a younger audience. You know, I said, what a great way to learn about business, you know, is buying into one of those franchise opportunities. And so that would be a great
This article, Marty, it mentions Valpak.
Other companies that would make sense, right.
Yeah. Other companies are using different incentives to get 20-somethings on board. Consider Valpak Direct Marketing Systems, a direct mailing company based in Largo, Florida. We had them
uh-huh.
on the show in the past. Valpak created the Entrepreneurship Award Program in an effort to recruit young people
uh-huh.
who can open new franchises or take over existing ones as owners prepare to retire.
Yeah,
the potential franchisees sign on with the company as salespeople, and if they hit certain goals, and they get a discount on their franchise fee.
Right.
Along the way, they get to know the business, and the company gets a sense of how they perform, and they can eventually be a franchisee. And I guess it talks about in this article about WSI, the Internet Marketing Franchise, that has over 1,500, and that can be a match for someone on the younger side.
Yeah,
and it talks about Serta Pro Painters.
That would make sense.
You know.
Right. Yeah, Serta Pro Painters. I remember when I was in the Collegiate Entrepreneur Expo in Chicago. This was last year. And what it is, Don, it's college kids who are aspiring entrepreneurs. And sure enough, you know, Valpak was there, you know, at the show. And I met this nice gentleman. His name was Mark Liston. And, you know, that's what he was doing there. I think, you know, talking about that particular program that you're mentioning for Valpak, you know. And I thought about that, you know, when you were reading the article. And I remember WSI, when we had them on the show, they were talking about that too. You know, I think they had that program, to get younger
right.
audience in there. You know, so there's a lot of great opportunities out there, I think, for your younger entrepreneurs. Again, you know, you don't want to steer them maybe towards like a bigger opportunity. You know, give them a
right.
chance to get experience, you know, get their feet wet and things like that. And
the article talks about why the big change. For one thing, many boomer franchisees are retiring, leaving room for newcomers. And many franchisers say that today's crop of 20-somethings are much better prepared to run a business than earlier generations,
mm-hmm.
Since more colleges are offering strong training in entrepreneurship.
Well, you have to remember, too, that generation is very tech-savvy, too. You know what I mean? They're very comfortable with technology and things like that. So, you know, and who knows? Perhaps maybe they'll be going into business with their parents. You know what I mean? As their parents
right.
get downsized, you know? You know, maybe their kids will go into business with them, you know. And
well, that's a good point. With more people, the big
business.
Boom and more people owning their own business, and
mm-hmm.
their children can just kind of start working with them and then take it over when they retire. So that's a good point that there's going to be a lot more of that going on.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a trend that you're going to see. You know, who knows, maybe that'll be the trend in 2010. We'll see. You'll have more documented cases of that as well. But it just kind of makes sense because I would think that the children must be have bad feelings towards corporate America in a way, you know. I mean, after seeing, I mean, if your dad was laid off after 30 years, you know, you just got a pink slip, you know, how would you feel about going to work for the same company? You know, would you want to, or Would you want to do something different? You know, would you take that experience and learn from it? You know, where, you know, my father did great in corporate America. He did well, you know, and so I guess I had positive feelings towards that. You know, I mean, I didn't end up doing it in the end, but still very interesting, you know. So we'll have to see the trickle effect of all this.
Right.
Very interesting. Good article.
Yeah, and then read an article about our friend we've had on the show, Scott Shane, Dr. Shane, in the New York Times, Are Entrepreneurs Born or Made?
I remember he was talking about that, too, when we had him on the show, Don. He said he was working on, I think it was that article, you know. So,
right.
I think this is a fascinating topic. You know, and I would love to have him back on the show and talk about that. You know, he's the author of Illusions of Entrepreneurship, amongst like 10 other fantastic books that he's written.
Right.
But really is a very knowledgeable gentleman.
It's an interesting article. Starts out, the first sentence of the first post by my new colleague Jennifer Walzer reads, "Some say entrepreneurship is built into a person's DNA."
Mm-hmm.
Ms. Walzer, of course, was using this phrase figuratively, as many people do. But for the last few years, I've been trying to figure out if it is literally true.
Hmm.
I've been conducting behavioral genetics, twin and molecular genetics studies of entrepreneurship. We found results that indicate a genetic component.
Weren't you doing the same study?
No, I'm talking about the guy in the article.
No, I was just joking. Saying.
Yeah, I know. He goes, "I've blogged about some of our results before, but I haven't described all of our findings, and today..." He goes on, I guess he was doing some of this work in London.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, "The tendency to be an entrepreneur is heritable. Heritability is the proportion of difference between individuals explained by genetic factors. We found these heritabilities were substantive regardless of what indications of entrepreneurship we measured. Owning or operating a business, the number of businesses owned and operated, starting a business, the number of businesses started, having engaged in a startup effort."
Mm-hmm.
The number of startup efforts. The next main point is the tendency to identify new business opportunities is also heritable. The tendency to identify new business opportunities. So, plus the tendency to identify business opportunities and the tendency to start new businesses have a common genetic source. This pattern suggests that genetic factors might influence the odds of people becoming entrepreneurs by affecting their ability to identify new business opportunities.
Wow.
It's a bit confusing, but in general, he's somehow linking all this together.
Right. It is amazing. I mean, that's a pretty deep study, you know. Would be an interesting, you know, as you're reading it, you know, I'm always looking for topics for my dissertation, you know.
I mean, on my father's side of my family, my father had three brothers, and none of them had their own business, as well as his father. My dad was probably the most entrepreneurial, and
Well, so sometimes it skips a generation, right? It's is that possible? You know,
or maybe two, because
or two generations. Yeah,
you know, then I've owned my own businesses, and
well, I think you were. I mean, you're. I think you're a classic example of possibly someone born into it. I mean, I know. You know, I think you and I. I mean, one of our first conversations. I think you and I hit it off many years ago. We had a lot in common, but it was. I remember you saying that when you were a young kid reading Entrepreneur magazine. You know?
Right.
I mean, you know, you don't see a lot of younger people reading Entrepreneur magazine. It's one of the first business magazines I read when I was a kid, you know, in addition to like a Sports Illustrated or whatever it may be.
Right.
But there was always Entrepreneur there, you know, I was always looking at those business opportunities. And so, yeah, I think it was something in my blood, too, that I just couldn't avoid, you know.
Yeah, I've loved looking at all those the different business opportunities and franchises and just small business ownership. And the rest of this article talks about a few other points here.
Mm-hmm.
He talks about self-employment income is heritable, which suggests genetics affects not just the tendency to engage in entrepreneurship, but also the ability to perform it. The tendency to be an entrepreneur and personality traits of extroversion, openness to experience, and sensation-seeking have a common genetic component, as does a recognition of business opportunities and the personality trait of openness to experience. These patterns suggest that our genes might affect our tendency to be entrepreneurs by influencing the types of personalities that we develop.
Yeah, it's fascinating. We have to get him on the show to, you know, talk about that. And, you know, if his name is new to you if you're just listening to our show for the very first time. I mean, because we do pick up new listeners every week. One of the books that you should read before deciding to go into your own business is Illusions of Entrepreneurship. I mean, it's a real honest look at entrepreneurship. You know, I mean, a lot of books out there tell you, you know, live your dreams, blah, blah, blah. I mean, he gives you a lot of the facts to back it up, you know, talking about, you know, the pluses and minuses of going into your own business. So it really is one of those must reads before making any commitments towards going
right.
into your own business, you know. So pretty interesting. But I think it's a great topic, and we're going to have to, you know, give him a buzz and get him on the show. So why don't we do this, Don? Good articles. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll bring Andy in, and we'll be right back. More Franchise Interview.
Okay, you've got my attention.
It's a rare event in the world of franchising when an opportunity comes your way that can and will thrive in almost any economic environment. It's here, and its name is Big Mouth Advertising.
Big Mouth.
BMA is a leader in the exciting world of mobile media advertising. Why is mobile media advertising able to defy the economic cycles? The answer is obvious. In times of economic weakness, advertising is crucial for survival as the consumer dollar is scarce and the competition fierce. What is mobile media? It's the newest and fastest growing segment in the advertising world. Mobile media brings the message directly to the consumer. Mobile media goes to the consumer in traffic where he eats and where he plays. It quite simply cannot be turned off or thrown out. And when you join the Big Mouth team
Big Mouth.
As a franchisee, you are joining the best. The Big Mouth advantage is simple and successful. We invest in a strong infrastructure and in great people. As a franchisee, you have access to this entire system, including telemarketing, sales maximization, general and administrative support, design and creative services, even billing and collection services. All you need is a mobile media vehicle, a driver, and the willingness to create a financially sound and limitless business for yourself. There are no long-term leases to sign, no expensive build-outs, no office personnel to hire. You will be part of the Big Mouth Advertising community and share its entire website and reception services, as well as its complete back-office services. This virtual office guarantees you the freedom to close those sales that will make you a success. We are so proud of our successes that we have voluntarily disclosed our revenue statements. Now, how many other franchises are doing that? Even in these historically rough financial times, Big Mouth Advertising has become a dominant force in the mobile media industry. Join the Big Mouth team and take the first step toward financial freedom. Please call Ron at 888-98-GO-BIG. That's 888-98-GO-BIG.
Big Mouth!
Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneur who owns one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. If you've ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. And as we were saying earlier, Don, we have a great show today because we're meeting with Andy Cucciera, who is the Vice President of Franchise Operations for the Zips Franchise Opportunity. And Zips is reinventing the dry cleaning industry to appeal to the fast food generation. Zips is a cash-only prepaid business. Every garment, every time is only $1.99. And I was on their website this morning, Don. It's a really cool feature on their website. Saying Zips saved like American consumers, I think it was like $370 million, $533,000. It was really cool. Hey, Andy, good morning. Welcome to the show.
John, Monty, good morning.
Hey, Andy. Andy, joining us is my co-host, Don Johnson. I know, Don, you wanted to say hello to Andy.
Yeah, Andy, thanks for coming on. You're our first dry cleaning franchise on our show. So.
Well, happy to be here, Don.
Good.
Thanks, Andy. Andy, we'd like to ask our guests, where are you calling from this morning?
Greenbelt, Maryland, just outside the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Pretty. It's a nice, pretty time of year there. I guess it's a nice fall day there today.
Beautiful. Nice, cool, crisp. Leaves are still on the trees. Changing colors. Beautiful.
Yeah, it sure is. Good. Yeah. Andy, what were you doing before getting involved with Zips?
I was working with a company from 93 to 2006 in the Rocky Mountain region in Hawaii that was South Platte Land Investment Company. We were a franchise concept out west. And then I took about a year off of franchising, relocated back to New England where I grew up. Spent about a year there, but then I realized I have quite a passion for franchising and decided to get back into it, so started the search for a position.
Yeah, we find that a lot in the franchise community, don't we, Don? Like, you know, people are very passionate about franchising. You know, it's like once they're in it and then they leave, they want to come back, you know? So, that is interesting. That's fantastic.
Well, it's very rewarding. You help people realize, you know, there's basically two parts of the American dream, home ownership and business ownership, and franchising is a vessel that enables you to help people realize that dream.
I agree. Well said.
So tell us a little bit, Andy, about the history of Zips and when you began franchising.
Well, Zips started out as actually as 8 independent dry cleaners in the Baltimore, Washington metro area back in 96. The stores joined together in 2002 to form what is now Zips Dry Cleaners. They started franchising in 2006, and currently we have 20 stores active in the field, and we have 11 more in various phases of development right now.
Wow.
That's great. And I see you're, one of them is coming here to Pennsylvania, Andy, not that far from where we are up here, you know, so that's fantastic.
Right, we got one coming in Bensalem, and we have one in Warminster.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's great, that's fantastic.
And it's such a needed service, of course. We all have this service done, and I'm just thinking, how come, Andy, there's currently no truly national dry cleaning chains? I mean, none that really stand out nationally. What's the reason for that?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, this is an old industry. I mean, people have been getting their clothes dry cleaned for a long time, obviously, and up to this point, it's really been controlled by a lot of equipment manufacturers, distributors, things like that, have really kind of prohibited the growth. I don't think it was intentional, but perhaps inadvertently prohibited the growth, looking at a way to get people in business and, you know, make their money through the sales of equipment and associated products. And we're kind of looking to do a 180 on that industry and develop this concept in much the same way as many other successful concepts have been done. So we're trying to get out from under the yoke of the old school ways and make a serious run at developing Zips.
That's great. What do you tell, like, aspiring entrepreneurs, Andy? Like, if you were, like, at a franchise show and they, you know, came up to your booth, is what's the, I hate to use the word pitch, but, I mean, how do you describe the opportunity to an aspiring entrepreneur?
Well, you know, this is it's a tremendous opportunity. Obviously, I'm not going to, the main thing that I found attractive when I was looking at this position is that I believe that all businesses essentially have the same components. One of the keys with Zips, though, is that there is an absolute minimum cost of goods. I mean, let's think about it for a minute, fellas. I'm washing or dry cleaning your clothes. You're going to bring them to me, and then you're going to come pick them up.
Right.
My only cost of goods is the materials needed to clean your clothing. And none of those materials are perishable, and none of those materials are going to make people sick, for example, in the food and beverage industry. Okay?
Right.
And so it's it's a tremendous opportunity because basically the one key thing to manage is labor. If you can manage and lead people, you should be very successful in this industry.
True. It's interesting. Yeah. And what's the difference between Zips and other, like, one-price cleaners, which is, you know, my wife and I, every time we go to the cleaners, Andy, we have to pay. We're always just astonished at how expensive it is, you know. So
the difference is there's also some similarities. If you went behind the curtain at the dry cleaner,
yeah,
you would find that the process is exactly the same, whether it's a one-price person,
right,
or somebody that's charging $5 or $6 for the same service that we charge $1.99 for. The difference with us is, compared to other one-price cleaners, is we say what we mean,
uh-huh,
and we mean what we say.
Yeah.
Any garment, whether it's a wool top coat or a pair of slacks, is truly $1.99. And that also comes with same-day service. If you have your clothing in by 9 a.m., it'll be ready by 5 p.m. Whereas a lot of one-price people, you drop it off on a Monday, okay, we'll see you Wednesday or Thursday.
Right.
Oh, you wanted that same-day service? Well, guess what? It's not the same price anymore. You have to pay a premium for that.
Right.
And what enables us to do that is we actually have the plants on site. So we maintain constant control of the garments.
Makes sense.
So you're just trying to bring consistency to the industry.
Absolutely.
Better price, better service. But at that price of $1.99, I mean, how is money made? What's the profit margin and price point?
Well, how do you make money? First, the quality, efficiency. That's how we make money. It's giving them a quality product, good customer service, and being efficient. We do the volume in one day, what your average dry cleaner does in a week. That's how we make money doing it. It's a volume. It's a numbers game.
Right.
Makes sense, right.
So by doing those types of numbers, we're able to bring a significant margin to the bottom line.
Yeah, so it sounds like there's enough revenue, Andy, to earn a reasonable living for your franchisees.
There certainly is. There's a tremendous opportunity. I mean, this is a very large industry. And you can earn, I'm hesitating here a little bit, but if you look at our FDD, for example,
uh-huh,
we're one of the 20% of franchisors that actually employs an item 19.
Right.
And if you were to see the item 19 and what the average sales are, and then you backed out all the associated costs, in accordance with our item 19, you should be able to generate 20 to 25% to the bottom line.
Nice.
And that's sufficient. I mean, that's more than sufficient for people to have,
right,
a very comfortable living. Actually, the top of the line dollars kind of parallel the QSR industry.
Mm-hmm.
However, instead of a 30% cost of goods, we're looking at more in line with a 7 or 8% cost of goods.
That's a big difference.
But it's no different than any other concept, too, fellas. I mean, you have to follow the recipe.
Mm-hmm.
If you follow the recipe, you'll be successful. And much the same as any other concept out there.
Right.
Follow the recipe, things will work out for you.
Absolutely.
And so right now, Andy, I see you're in a few states, seem to be growing nicely, kind of in the Northeast, Mid-Atlantic states. I guess, this is only just the beginning, right?
Absolutely. I mean, right now we have a very strong presence here in the Mid-Atlantic, Washington, D.C., Maryland, Northern Virginia. We're currently in the process of reaching agreements with some folks in the Richmond and Southern Virginia area. Some more units are going to be fielded up in Pennsylvania. But we're focusing on the Mid-Atlantic and the eastern seaboard of the United States right now.
Hmm. And do you guys have a timeline, Andy, on that? Or?
We have a 3, 5, and 10-year timeline. We're already 2 years, 1 year into the 3-year timeline. So in about 2 more years, we'd like to be at or exceeding 50 units. At the 5-year mark, we'd like to be at or making a very strong run at 100 units. And after the 5-year period, between years 5 and years 10, I believe that we'll have this very well wired and be able to make a run for the roses at that point. I can't see any reason why we shouldn't be the big dog in the yard at that point.
Fantastic.
So this is definitely recession-resistant business. Is that how you classify this type of service?
Let me ask you a question, fellas. Do you wear dirty clothes to work today? Because things are a little tight?
Right, there you go.
Absolutely
good
not.
Good point.
People are still getting their clothes
point,
cleaned.
Yeah.
You know, so the question then becomes, if I have five garments or you know, 10 garments and it's going to cost me $50 and I'm going to get the exact same service, maybe better quality, efficiency, and it's going to cost me $19.90, what is there to think about in this economy? Or for that matter, any economy.
Right.
We get the same exact service for, you know,
yeah,
40% of the price.
I love that on your website, too. I thought it was very clever how you guys have, I don't know if you ever been to Manhattan where they have the national debt, you know, and the numbers are constantly going
right,
up. You know,
right,
and
right.
I thought that was very clever how you guys have right on your homepage how much money you're saving your consumers, you know. I said, wow, what a bold statement.
Incredible,
you know?
Isn't
I mean,
it?
It sure is. You know, it made an impression on me. It's one of the first things I noticed, you know. So.
And I like the Zips name. It goes perfectly.
Right.
With
it's a clever name.
Selling.
It's just the marketing is just really.
Well, you know, a lot of thought went into that. I mean, the most important thing that any franchise has is the mark.
Mm-hmm.
So we're actually here. Yes, we got the dry cleaning wired. And, you know, most folks, they go to the person on the corner with the red channel letters that says cleaners on it. Mm-hmm. We're actually building a brand.
Absolutely.
You know, for the people listening, Andy, you know, thinking, hey, this is a recession-resistant business, and it's a needed service. How about some absentee ownership part to this? Does this need to be owner-operated?
You know, the model exists for both entities. Okay, a lot of folks they like to be in there and wrap their arms around the business. They like to be intimate with their customers on a daily, weekly, semi-monthly basis.
Yeah,
but also, if you have the skill to be able to direct people and get people to do the things that need to be done in a timely fashion, certainly in a multiple store ownership type of an environment, you can't be in 3, 4, 5 different places at the same time. So generally, what people will do is they'll employ general managers and they'll have a structured chain of command to ensure the stores run efficiently.
Right.
Interesting. Has technology played a role in your business, Andy? I mean, there's been a lot of changes, I guess, in this particular industry over the last, decade.
Absolutely. Technology has made a big difference in the way we do business. I mean, we are very computer-oriented, from a shrink aspect, because we are an all-cash, clean-pressed and prepaid type of a concept. You know, we keep track of things with thumb scanners at the front of the counter where the cash is handled. There's a computer system in place that enables us to track your garments throughout the whole process, which minimizes the, we're sorry we lost your sweater, ma'am. What
right.
can we do to make it right? We try to minimize that by employing technology that will enable us to keep very tight control over where the garments are in the process.
Fascinating.
How big is the industry? You have any numbers on the industry?
Yeah, right now there's about 30,000 dry cleaners out there in the United States. It's about a $7 to $9 billion a year industry, depending on who you talk to.
Well, okay.
Yeah, pretty big industry. Yeah. Andy, we have to take a quick break. Are you able to stick around for another segment?
Absolutely.
That's fantastic. We'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Thanks, Colin.
Franchise Interviews. For over 2 years now, Franchise Interviews has been giving you an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship.
Through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews, as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising.
And our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisors, franchisees, franchise authors, experts, and attorneys.
And our free franchise newsletter, which is a must-read for anyone looking to buy a franchise.
And don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919.
That's 610-905-2919. Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know, the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneur who owns one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. And today we have a great show. We're meeting with Andy Cucciera, who is the Vice President of Franchise Operations for the Zips Franchise Opportunity. And Zips is reinventing the dry cleaning industry to appeal to the fast food generation. Zips is a cash-only, prepaid business, and every garment, every time, is only $1.99. And Andy, next question I wanted to jump to is, what is the training like for your new franchisees?
You know, we have a very, very comprehensive training program, and that is also something new to this industry. Right now it's an eight-week program, inclusive of classroom time, practical application in the training environment in stores, as well as spending time with other owners to learn how to run the business through the eyes of existing owners.
Which I think is very effective, sharing best practices and things like that.
Absolutely. It's imperative that franchise owners, with the diverse backgrounds that people have, some may not even have had prior business experience, so it's imperative that they come out of the blocks as strong as possible.
That's true. And who are your franchisees, Andy? I mean, have they come from all different types of backgrounds? I mean, what were they doing before becoming a franchise?
Very diverse backgrounds. We have everything from Naval Academy graduates that were previously worked for the Nuclear Regulatory Agency. We have IRS agent. We have quick service restaurant, 30-year big system people that are coming on board. We have engineers. We have a very, very diverse array of people, from all corners of the country.
Wasn't that a little risky with the IRS agent?
Actually, it's quite a benefit.
It's a good sign.
It's a little,
look from the IRS.
Inside Big Brother.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, it's always a good sign when someone from the IRS joins your system.
That was going to be my question, too, Andy, is the characteristics that you look for in a franchisee now that they're growing. There's certain things you need to have in a new franchisee?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that what we look for probably isn't much different than what other concepts look for. We're looking for people that already have experienced success and know how to be successful in their personal lives as well as their business lives. We're looking for people that are able to demonstrate leadership. I am a baseball fan, and I look at, if you seed the system now that we're small with strong leadership, strong personalities that know how to be successful, essentially what we'll have is our own farm system that will help us evolve to the level we need to evolve to. We want people with a lot of drive and then have the desire to finish first.
That's interesting. What is a typical day like for a Zips franchisee, Andy, if there is such a thing as a typical day?
You know, a typical day, it depends if they're an actual owner-operator or if they are a person that manages multiple stores or what exactly the scenario is. I mean, it's small business ownership. You're the chief cook and bottle washer. If you're the individual franchise owner, you're in there, jack of all trades, making the ship go, making the car go, you know, and a little bit different if you're a multiple store operator because you have, you know, the layers of management in place that'll assist you in the day-to-day operations. Make no mistake, any time people talk about business ownership, entrepreneurial opportunities, things like that, it's not, you know, here's a bunch of money, let's develop a store, and, you know, I'll live happily ever after.
Yeah.
It is, sometimes it feels like you're pushing the peanut up the hill with your nose. You know, that's just the way small business is, you know that. Anybody that tells you different, I think they're probably full of baloney.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it is, you know, Don and I say that a lot, Andy, on the show, is it is truly hard work. You know, I mean, sometimes they simplify things. You know, even when you talk about franchising, you say turnkey system, all you have to do is turn the key and it's going to work, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, there is certainly work involved in the whole
process
if you want to be successful. So I think that's well said.
And these are boom times for, you know, leasing space, Andy. I guess a lot of your franchisees are getting good deals on, you know, location. Maybe talk about that a little bit.
Absolutely. I mean, location, location, location. You hear it in every industry, okay? We're no different. I mean, we're not, we are a destination, but we're not an anchor tenant. I mean, there's not people driving around with dirty clothes in their trunk looking for a dry cleaner to drop it off. When you get up in the morning, you know you're going to the dry cleaner or you're not going to the dry cleaner. So the real estate component is very important. I mean, currently right now, we are very focused on A locations, either in existing type of centers or new construction that's going to be provide favorable locations. We're seeing a very diverse field of rents depending on where it is in the country right now, where it is certainly in the Mid-Atlantic, that'll range anywhere from $10 to $40 a square foot, with triple nets that'll go from $2.50 to in excess of $10 a square foot. Depends where you're at.
Right.
You know, we're not looking for the filet mignon. We're not looking for the hamburger. We're looking for maybe that tenderloin.
Makes sense.
I think a big attractiveness to someone investing in the franchise is the cash business element, which is nice. But is that the toughest part of the business? Just having some employees, any problems with theft, dealing with a lot of cash?
In addition to the technological control aspects that we have in place, we also have a very comprehensive digital surveillance system that watches the entire facility 24/7. You know, one of the things about a cash business is at the conclusion of the day, you look at your fingers and they're filthy black from handling the cash. And the more dirty your fingers are, the better day you had. Are there problems associated with it? Of course there are. You know,
hey, Marty, he should be our great quotes in franchising.
Yeah, I think there's a couple going in there, yeah.
Dirty fingers are a good thing if you're in a cash business,
absolutely,
guys.
That's fantastic. The majority of our listeners, Andy, are aspiring entrepreneurs, people considering going into franchising. What advice would you give to them, as far as looking for a franchise?
You know, I would say all the listeners have probably asked themselves a couple of questions when they're looking for a franchise concept. How much does it cost to get in?
Mm-hmm.
When will I realize the return on my investment, and how much will that return be? Those are the three common questions. I would encourage them to do their homework. The FDD that all systems issue can be a ginormous, intimidating type of a document.
I agree.
But I think that it's imperative that people break it down into its simplest form, read it, get some help comprehending it if they need it.
Right.
I would encourage them to have a franchise attorney review it. I mean, if I have chest pains, I'm not going to the foot doctor. Same thing with a lawyer. Use a franchise attorney, not a real estate attorney. You know, have them help you interpret it. Do your homework. Make sure that it's something that is something affordable to you, something that's going to help you realize the return that you desire based on what your investment is going to be, and something that you may not have, that you will be able to develop a passion for. I mean, let's face it, when I was a little kid growing up, when my mom said, what do you want to be? It wasn't a dry cleaner. And that never made the cut. You know,
right.
You always want to be an astronaut, a doctor, a fireman, a cop, something like that. You know, dry cleaning never really came up. It's one of those concepts where, well, it costs X amount of dollars. This is when I can get my return, and this is what my return will be. I could learn to love you.
True.
So it's important that people do their homework.
Absolutely.
Well, having the earnings claim is, you know, is really huge. I guess that'll make potential investors, you know, feel a little more comfortable. So, you know, so one day, Andy, if a Zips, eventually it's going to happen, it's going to come here in my local neighborhood. If I go there late in the day and that owner, if his hands aren't dirty, does that mean he's not a good dry cleaner?
Well, you know, that could also mean that he has that he's a very good delegator.
There you go.
Yeah,
that's true. Andy, we have about 2 minutes. What's the best way for our listeners to get more information on becoming a Zips franchisee?
You know, they can go to our website at 321zips.com, and there's a drop-down menu there that they can get information about franchise opportunities. They can fill out the questionnaire, or they can call us direct at 877-321-ZIPS. They can talk to Ralph Rowan, who is our Vice President of Franchise Development. Ralph's been in the industry for a long time. He's very easy to talk to, very easy to work with.
And, I know Ralph. He's a good guy.
Yeah, and I think he's able to help people realize their business desires.
Great.
Fantastic. And I want to thank you again, Andy. You've been a fantastic guest, and I'd like to have you guys come back next year and talk more as you guys continue to grow throughout the country.
My pleasure, fellas. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Andy. Have a great
day. Thank you.
Great concept. Huh, Don?
Yeah, I mean, I love it. You know, like the name.
It is a clever name. It's a fantastic website, by the way, too. I don't know how in-depth you went through on the website, but it just really is fantastic. There's a lot of great information on there, you know.
Right.
You know, so for our listeners, definitely go to their website and check it out, you know. And, you know, as Andy said, you know, just do your research, do your homework, you know. But great concept. So hope you feel better, Don. You made it through the show. You know, good job. You're a trooper. You know, and get some sleep, eat some chicken soup, and I'll be talking to you next week.
Okay, great, Marty. Have a good day.
Thanks, Don. Good job. Take care. Thanks, everyone, for listening.